Hello, welcome to an episode of Unpacking Educational Technology and Teaching in the Digital Age. Today, we're talking about a crucial matter concerning the ethical responsibility and considerations that come with using technology in education. From privacy and safeguarding to equity and digital literacy, educators today are navigating a complex web of tools and technologies. With that comes the responsibility to make ethical and informed decisions. So, let's dive in. Initially, I understood digital literacy as just using technology effectively in the classroom. However, now I see it's not that simple. As teachers, we need to be aware of the ethical, political, and social dimension of these digital environments. I'll be referring to some articles, and if you're interested, check them out in the episode notes. I also included some interesting TED Talks to watch related to this podcast. So, in our increasingly digital classroom, there's actually vast amount of student data being collected through various platforms and applications. We see this global issue in the article called Mining Children, where student data are being collected in China and India in the name of education. Yet, there's no regard to the child's privacy and it's driven by neoliberal perspectives. This caused me to question about what is being used at school today. Who truly owns the data of these applications? Are students and parents adequately informed about its collection and use? Are we, inadvertently, allowing corporate interests to prioritize profit over student well-being? As educators, we must advocate and consider not only what the students are learning, but also find platforms that prioritize student privacy and resist the commercialization of educational data. In addition, we also need to educate students about online safety and possible threats in the digital realm. Students need to know that working with technology is not only about learning skill sets, but it also involves ethics and responsibilities. They need to become discerning digital citizens that not only consume content, but even more, understand and challenge the capitalist motives behind it. It is so important today for educators to be equipped with knowledge and tools to ensure that technology serves as a bridge to learning, not a barrier to safety. In this post-human era, digital literacy will just continue to evolve. Whether we like it or not, this evolution is necessary and unavoidable. As we take this path of becoming a hybrid species, we need to rethink the accessibility of these technologies. Yes, it's true that there's an increased use of technology in classrooms, but is every student provided with the same digital learning opportunities? We constantly see the issue in public funding for education, especially in the underserved communities. Yet, tech companies gain massive profits, especially during the pandemic, due to the growth of digital learning services. So, are we shortchanging public funding for equal digital learning opportunities while tech companies profit from their massive expansion into education? There is a need to advocate for policies that provide necessary digital tools and resources and ensure these tools promote an inclusive learning environment for everyone. One of these tools can be the current hottest topic, artificial intelligence. While many, including myself, have a fear of AI taking over, we need to see that AI is a tool and we are the ones using the tool. Educators, and I'm pointing that finger at me, should have such an approach that AI is a tool to amplify human capabilities, not to replace them. So, digital literacy is not just using a tool, an app, or a program, but also, more importantly, it's about using them well, wisely, and ethically. As my understanding of digital literacy deepens, my realization that our role as educators is not only about providing the tools, but even more so as facilitators to guide our learners to question, analyze, and understand the digital world around them. Thank you for listening.